Hi, I'm Jed Hearn, author of Fires of the Dead, and this is Daily Writing Advice. While I don't believe in writer's block, as I've said in a previous video, I do believe in procrastination. Not in the sense of we should procrastinate more, but in the sense of we tend to procrastinate and it can get in the way of making us produce our best writing. So in this episode, I want to talk about a four-step process to identifying and hopefully fixing procrastination. And this four-step process is handily summarized into the acronym DUST, which was described in Graham Olcott's book, How to Be a Knowledge Ninja. So, DUST, what do each of those letters mean? D, difficult. U, undefined. S, scary. And T, tedious. So these are the four reasons why we tend to procrastinate, because something's difficult, undefined, scary, or tedious. Let's apply this to writing. Difficult. Okay, maybe you don't actually know how to structure this particular type of character arc. Well, that's a great opportunity to go out and to educate yourself by either reading some writing craft books or by analyzing masterworks in the genre that you're writing and figuring out how they did it. So let's say you're writing a middle grade fantasy story. Go to the Harry Potter books, analyze them, figure out how they did the kind of thing that you're trying to achieve in your books, and then don't copy what they did, but learn from their structure so that you can apply it to your own story. Undefined. A lot of the times, it's hard to know what's wrong with a story, because if we knew what's wrong with it, we could fix it really easily. This is where reviewers and beta readers and critique partners are very valuable. So if you can give your writing to a friend to read, or use an online website like, I don't know where that came from. Or use a website like Critique Circle, where you can upload a manuscript and get anonymous feedback on it from other people. That's gonna really help you move those undefined problems into defined problems that you can then solve. Scary. That's a big one. With my debut novella, Fires of the Dead, coming out on September 20th, this is like the biggest probably moment of writing scaredness I probably have had in my like 7 years of doing this, because this is the first big major project coming out. I've had short stories come out and I have written three novels, but they're all unpublished at this stage. And this is just the first big thing that's coming out. And that's scary because you don't know if it's going to be received well, you don't know if it's going to sell, all those other things. But I think for me, the biggest thing with fear is that fear can actually be a really useful roadmap. Because if you're scared of doing something, i.e. bringing out your debut fantasy novella, then it's probably because it's actually a good thing to do, and something that, even though it is a struggle, even though it's putting you out of your comfort zone, it's going to be worth it in the long term. And I hope that Fires of the Dead is worth it in the long term. And then number four, well, I guess T, tedious. So this is the daily grind of writing. A big novel maybe takes you, what, like, anywhere from 80 days if you're super fast to a year if you're not that fast, or 3 years or 5 years or any length of time. Who knows how long it's going to take? And that can be difficult. But I guess the thing that you've got to use to motivate yourself through that is loving the process. Just loving the fact that with each sentence, with each paragraph, with each scene, with each chapter, you're putting something out into the world which had never existed there before and might one day help people live better lives. And that's kind of a pretty good motive to get you through those tedious writing days. So, to recap, the four reasons why we tend to procrastinate as writers is because something is difficult, undefined, scary, or tedious. So if you can identify the reasons why you might be procrastinating, you're on the first step to solving them. Thanks so much for listening. Go write some amazing stories.